Now, a child with a child born of a racially mixed marriage would be a call.
We use a Negro. A Negro, I'm not saying who it is, you know, but I know a few. We used to call them high yellers. What we call a high yeller, you know.
Okay.
I wouldn't be able to be quoted on saying that, you know, but what we call it, you take a Negro, you know, and you think of him as kind of dense, you know, and you mix a white person in there with him, you know, it kind of brings intellectual capacity up, you know.
Okay.
Of course, you know, there's exception to the rules. You find smart people of every race, you know. I mean, but usually a Negro, when you find a smart Negro, he's usually been educated one way or the other by a white man, or whoever taught him is usually educated by a white man.
What about a child who had maybe was 1/8 black, or had a grandparent that was a nigger?
Would
he still be considered
usually? Now, what we always call a high yeller was that we call them high yellers. Of course, we could be all the way wrong, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, in Africa there is a light colored people.
Mm-hmm.
They're not white, but they're light in color compared to the
as you move
dark
further
nigger.
Away from the equator, huh?
Yeah, you could say that. but that could be it. I mean, you know, it's just rumor, you know, that,
yeah,
you know.
What now, the older blacks, would they have any words that they would they say anything about whites? Would they ever give them any titles or say anything to them? when they spoke to a white, what would they call them usually?
Well, you know, it used to be a lot of Mr., you know, and everything, Mr. and such stuff as that, you know, but
yeah.
It's not anymore. It's, you know,
when you're like when your father had people working in the field for him, what would they say to him?
Call him Mr.
Okay. Would they ever
99.5% would, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you get that in there and say, yeah, child, all such crap as that. Of course, I'd get along with them. I'd get along with everybody. You know, I get along with all people. It don't make no difference who it is. Now, all depends on how they come on, you know. I mean, you know, if a person's nice and everything, I'll do my best to get along with them, you know, no matter what color he is.
Yeah.
It doesn't make me any difference. But,
yeah.
But mostly what gets me about, you think you're friends with a nigger, you know.
Yeah.
You think you're friends with him, you think you know him pretty well till he gets around other niggers, you know. And you find out what kind of friend you got then, because
mm-hmm.
he'll turn on you. That's why I don't get too friendly with him. I mean, it's, you know, you might run into an exception every once in a while, but they'll put you down when they get around their own kind. I found that out a long time ago.
Well, would they ever give, like, what I was saying, Billy, was would they ever say something like, would they give them a kind of an honorary military title of some sort?
Not that I'm, not here in this part of the country. We never, you know, you didn't ever call them. Usually the only title you'd get formed would be Mr., you know, Mr.
Right.
So-and-so, Mr., Miss So-and-so.
Somebody who was head of a ship, you'd call the...
Oh, the captain.
Yeah. Well, they never...
Master. They're not going, you know, like this thing roots here a while back. You're not going to get them to act like that now. It's just no way. And myself, I wouldn't treat nobody like that, you know.
Yeah.
Me and my...